a serious violation of security, Wilson later wrote. For me, it was a declaration of independence from our leaders at Los Alamos. Not that I did not continue to admire and cherish them, but the lesson we learned early on was that the best and the brightest, if in a position of power, were frequently constrained by other considerations and were not necessarily to be relied upon. As opposition to Mae Johnson grew from scientists outside Los Alamos, ALAS members began to have second thoughts. Victor Weisskopf told his colleagues on the ALAS Executive Committee that OPI's suggestions should be studied more critically. Within the month, ALAS broke with Oppenheimer and began to mobilize against the legislation. Willie Higginbotham was dispatched to Washington, D.C. with instructions to mount a campaign against the bill. Szilard and other scientists testified against the legislation. This extraordinary lobbying soon commanded the front pages of newspapers and magazines around the country. It was a rebellion, and it succeeded. To the surprise of many in Washington, the energetic lobbying of the scientists defeated the Mae Johnson bill. In its place, a new bill was introduced by a freshman senator from Connecticut, Brian McMahon, which proposed to give control over nuclear energy policy to an exclusively civilian Atomic Energy Commission, the AEC. But by the time the Atomic Energy Act was signed by President Truman on August 1, 1946, it had been so altered that many in the atomic scientists' movement wondered whether theirs had been a Pyrrhic victory. The law included, for example, provisions that subjected scientists working in the field of nuclear physics to a security regime far more draconian than anything they had experienced at Los Alamos. So while many of his peers, including his own brother, were baffled by Oppie's initial support for the Mae Johnson bill, no one held it against him for very long. His ambivalence about the whole issue had been justified. If he had failed to challenge the Pentagon's agenda, he had nevertheless understood that the truly important problem was achieving effective international controls against the manufacture of atomic bombs.